Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, praise team, for helping us come into the Lord's presence and really sense him with us and among us. It's always good to just praise the Lord. He is so worthy of our songs and our praise. So glad all of you are here this morning. This is a special day in the life of New Beginnings as we celebrate two of our own that are graduating. So these thoughts are specifically for Anna and Jevin, but as I prepared these, I also was speaking to myself, because I'm having a graduation of two of sorts this year, and I thought it's helpful for all of us, really, to just think about where we're going and what we're doing. So it's specifically for Anna and Jevin, but I think there's something here for all of us this morning. High school graduation is one of those major milestones in a person's life. It's a great accomplishment, really, and we need to celebrate it. So Jevin is going to be graduating from Warwick High School in another week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that. And Anna's was already. She's already graduated from Lancaster Mennonite High School. And although it's an ending, you're not going to be a student at Lancaster Mennonite anymore or a student at Warwick anymore, it's also a new beginning. That'd be a good name for a church, New Beginnings. But these milestones in our lives, they give us pause to think and reflect on what we've done, where we've been, and of course, where we're going, what lies ahead. It's a change of season for your lives. And as surely as family members will be cheering for graduation on that day when you're in the cap and gown, there's going to be a question they're going to be asking. I'll tell you what, let's advance to the next slide here. There we go. I missed that one. So everybody's cheering when you have the cap and gown on. And then they ask you this question. What's the question they asked you, Jevin? What are you doing next? What are you doing after graduation? What are you going to do with your life? At 18, that's a daunting question, isn't it? I mean, what are you going to do with your life? I mean, you're thinking about the next 35 or 40 years of your life, what you're going to be doing. It's like a lot to think about. So this morning, I really sensed that I should reassure Anna and Jevin of a couple of things. One of those things is that God loves you. And he created you for a special purpose. You're not here because you're random choice. It's something that God made you for in particular. And let's go to the next slide. This scripture, I think, is so helpful to just think about your self-worth. I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Wow. Does God know us or does he know us? He ordained Jevin and Anna all your days before there was one. And he knows you completely. Now, the Bible doesn't exaggerate when it says, how vast is some of your thoughts that you think towards you, Jevin, or you, Anna? It's more than number than the grains of the sand. Now, think about the beach, all the grains of sand. Think about the deserts, all the grains of sand. God thinks about you guys and all of us more than that. And the Bible does not exaggerate. You are constantly on his mind. So both of you guys are very unique, one-of-a-kind work of art from the greatest creator, whoever was God. So you're not an accident. And you were created to fulfill a special purpose, something that God has ordained. Listen to this next scripture. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in God and finds its purpose in him. Find our purpose in him. How about the next scripture? For we are his workmanship. He created you. He made you the way you are. He created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them. So there's something God has in mind for you, Jevin, and for you, Anna, something in mind in particular that he has for you to fulfill in your life. So he puts certain gifts within you, certain talents. He made your personality just as it is. Everything about you has been orchestrated by God for his purposes. He's given you the parents he's given you. He's given you the community to grow up in where you were at. He brought you to new beginnings. He brought you to new beginnings. All these things God has orchestrated to make you into the person he wants you to be to fulfill his plan for you in your life. So he desires you to seek after him and tune into his voice to know what that purpose is. How about the next scripture? This isn't it. I had this one separate. Okay. It says this: my sheep, my people, listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So here's pictures of Anna when she was younger. Yeah, there you go, Kathy. That's good. So all those gifts and abilities and personality, all that stuff, God has orchestrated for you to fulfill a special purpose. Now, the problem is a lot of people don't seek after God and his purpose. I've been teaching high school for 35 years at Hemfield, and I would say most Hemfield and most high school grads are clueless about their purpose in life. No idea. Their focus is on them and making money. Now, God knows you need to have a means to be able to provide for yourself and your family one day. That's part of it. But it's not just about making money. They're trying to find their purpose in life, or even clueless they have a purpose in life. And they are trying to do all these things without God. How foolish, huh? To try to move ahead in life without God. It's tragic, really. I will say this. God loves you so much, and he wants your life to be filled with purpose. Because when you seek after him and find that God-ordained purpose, your life will become full. Your life will be rich. You'll have a great satisfaction in life, in the things you do. That doesn't mean things will be easy, but there'll be meaning in it. And you'll sense that you are fulfilling what God has made you to do. Isn't that really what we really want in this world? To find a purpose? The good news is, Anna and Jevin, you're not in this quest alone. You have a helper with a capital H, the Holy Spirit. He lives in you and will be with you. He will teach you. He will guide you. He will direct you if you let him. If you ask him to be your closest friend, and confidant, he will be that, to be that helper, to be that guide. So the Lord has put these different gifts and abilities in you already. Interests, right? You have interests, passions in life, things that you're interested in. Some of those things probably God has put in you. And that might be good indicators of what God's purpose for your life is. But sometimes there's things that come up that were not even on your radar that he has for you. Case in point, me. I was a happy art teacher. I was no plans on being some kind of preacher or leader of a church or anything like that. That was not even close to being on my radar. And yet, in God's timing, he lets you know things and leads you into places that he wants to fulfill his plans and his heart. He'll speak to your heart about his plans, and he'll confirm it through other people, through your parents, through other Christians, and sometimes even through people who you don't even know. It's amazing how God works in getting you where he wants you to be. But God's plan is always the best. And it's worth seeking after him to find out what it is. Because when you're in God's purposes and in God's plan, there will be supernatural joy and supernatural peace. Let's go to the next slide. And next one. This is what he says, not just to Jevin and Anna, but to all of us. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search me for me with your whole heart or with all your heart. See, that's the key. He has a future, he has a hope, he has a plan, a purpose, but we need to seek him out for it. And he says he will reveal that to us when that time comes. So, my admonition to Jevin and Anna and to all of us is to stay close to the Lord. Listen for his voice. Listen to his promptings as you head off to college. I mean, college will be a busy time, and there'll be many things that will get your distracted in various ways. And I know for myself personally, college was a hard time because I could do whatever I wanted. I didn't have my parents there and nobody looking over my shoulders. There's no youth leader saying come to youth and all these kinds of things. You need to discipline yourself to spend time with the Lord, or you'll wander and go down paths that you shouldn't go and you'll miss your purpose. So stay close to the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit become your closest friend. And your life truly will be filled with purpose and meaning, and you'll bring much glory to God. Amen. Okay, we are going to have both Anna and Jevin share a little bit. I think we'll start with Anna. She has a little slideshow that she'd like to share with us. So,
hi everyone, I'm Anna. My Chinese name is Liu Yang. Okay, so I think you guys know me pretty well, but I'm gonna talk a little bit, my background a little bit. So I was born in China, and the city I was born is called Dazhou. It's located in Sichuan province. It's like in the, you can see in the, on the picture. And I lived there for 12 years. And then later, because of better education, my dad decided to send me to a different city, which is called Chengdu. So Chengdu is a very different city for me at first, because people are pretty lazy. Like they're sitting around and like or cleaning their ears. So it's pretty relaxing city. People like to travel there, but it's really comfortable. But also Chengdu is a very city with a very rich culture. Like so people play game that people like to play. So they play on the bus, in the river, or like even they swimming or in the cave. So like they really like this game, and my dad like it too. So you can see he's smelling. He's like he like it. So and also Chengdu is a city with great historic things. Like we have panda, a lot of panda, and then they do a technique. They have things in their mouth, and then they can get fire out or something. And then very beautiful street, and we have really good food and very spicy. Yeah. So this is my family.
So these are my grandparents and my parents, and that's me. I think that's an old picture.
I think it's 3 or 4 years ago. And then talk a little bit about my family. So my mom, she's very quiet. And then my dad likes to talk. He's like Glenn, he likes to talk. 我跟他们说你很喜欢说话。 And then my grandma is a very good cook, and she raised me when I was little because my parents was really busy, and my grandparents too, like my grandparents. So I spent a lot of time with them and have really close in relationship with them. So my friends, I'm showing a little bit pictures. I have a lot of Asian friends. And then, oh, it's okay. That's my best friend. Should I just hold it? I think it's probably easier. Okay. And yeah, some silly pictures. So we had a lot of great memories together. So I'm gonna talk about my house parents a little. So I've been with them 3.5 years, and when I first here, I was pretty exciting, but also pretty scared. That's my first arrive. So that's my room. I took a picture, and that's my first meal. It's like cereal or stuff. I think I don't like it that much because the milk is like really cold. And I'm not used to it. Let's see. Okay. So so when Glenn picked me up at the, this is a little story. When he picked me up at the airport, he asked me if I'm Anna, and I said yes. So he hugged me, and I was like, oh, that's them, because I never see them before. I don't have any pictures, and I don't know them. But I was surprised, like, they know me. Like, yeah. And then later, through them, I get to know more people. I know, this is I working backyard, and then we went to the zoo in Philly, right? Some cutting Christmas trees. Yes. So I through them, I know their family. They have a really big family, unlike me. I'm only child. And then, so it's really fun getting to know them because they're like my family too. They're like really friendly and nice to me. And then even get to know Joanne's sisters, and they came to my party. Yeah. So I wanted to thank my host parents to just willing to take me as a student, because I know it's really challenging, and then just help me every stage, because like at the beginning my English wasn't really good, so I really thank them for helping me. So through them I came to church and know you guys. So New Beginnings Church. And in China, actually, not many people are really religious. 41% are non-religious, and 27% are Chinese folk beliefs. They just like, yeah, traditional beliefs. And a very little Christian. So, because I know nothing about God, Jesus, before I came here. So I get to know about Bible and about praying and get to know you guys. So I was really thankful you guys. I'm really thankful for you guys every time I go back home praying for me. And even one time I wasn't here at church the last Sunday, so you guys came to our house and prayed for me. So I was really happy. And also through you guys, I learn a lot, because I go to a Christian school, but I learn a lot at school, but also at church, kind of reflect a little. So I get to know more about how to pray and how to, like, read the Bible. So it's just a picture that Glenn Joanne put for me on my birthday. So about my future, I'm going to Temple University and I'm gonna major in art, but I'm not sure what kind of art. And that's a college I was debating to go to, but I didn't go to. So yeah, that's all. Thank you. Oh wait, I have one more. Yeah. Thank you, each one of you, be part of my American life. I will miss you, all of you.